It is February 2nd, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The FIA today announced the 2023 honorees of the FIA Hall of Fame. The new members will be honored during an awards ceremony during FIA's International Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, on March 15th. There are 12 honorees this year, and I am pleased to have played a part in the process, having served on the Hall of Fame committee that considered the nominees and agreed on this year's class. Among the honorees is a man who helped bring me into the futures industry, Thomas J. Cashman, a 50-year member of the Chicago Board of Trade, who was a soybean broker and trader at the CBOT. The other honorees include John Davidson, Gary DeWall, Dan Driscoll, Scott Early, Gadon Hurston, Nick Carew-Hunt, John O'Brien Sr., James Olaf, Elizabeth Sam, Carolyn Silver, and Rosalind Wilton. It's an impressive list of people who have contributed greatly to the futures industry during their careers. It is dominated by men, with only three women, but that is part of the demographics of the industry from the 1970s and 80s, when these people became active, though Tom Cashman started in the 1960s. John O'Brien Sr. passed away this past year, and Nick Carew-Hunt recently passed away, so they're being honored posthumously. Thomas Cashman recently moved into a memory care unit and will be unable to attend, but will be represented at the ceremony by his sons, Thomas F. Cashman and Brendan Cashman, both former CBOT members. John Lothian Productions will again be producing the FIA Hall of Fame videos for the ceremony and longer videos for the FIA website based on interviews the FIA conducts with each of the honorees. We are going to use the interview we did with Thomas J. Cashman for a John Lothian Profiles videos to produce his. We will work with RJO on a video for John O'Brien Sr. and FIA for the Nick Carew-Hunt video. Congratulations to all the new honorees, and thank you for all you've done for the futures industry and more. OCC announced that year-to-date average daily volume through January 2023 was 46.2 million contracts, up 2.9% compared to year-to-date average daily volume through January 2022. Total volume was 923 million contracts, up 2.9% compared to January 2022, and the third highest month in OCC history. There's a new Japanese company trading on NASDAQ as a result of a SPAC that is a real flyer, if I may say so myself. Tokyo-based ALI Technologies, Inc. is going public through a merger with a blank check firm, Pono Capital Corp., and it is a maker of flying motorbikes, Bloomberg reported. In Pennsylvania on Groundhog Day 2023, Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow. But the question the Wall Street Journal asks is, how often are his predictions right? The Derivatives Forum Frankfurt takes place at the Congress Center Messe Frankfurt on March 23rd. 2nd and 23rd, focused on trading and clearing for derivatives and securities financing across asset classes, the event is in person and virtual and features more than 35 panels, discussions, and keynotes. Sessions in the main room, Harmony, will be made available virtually. Review the agenda and register with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. from MarketWatch. The headline, Bitcoin is a hyped up fraud. It's a pet rock, says JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon. In an interview Thursday on CNBC, billionaire Jamie Dimon, chairman and chief executive of JP Morgan Chase, shared his thoughts regarding crypto and more specifically Bitcoin. Bitcoin itself is a hyped up fraud. It is a pet rock, said Dimon, adding that it's different from blockchain technology. Blockchain is a technology ledger system that we use to move information. We use it to move money. So that is a ledger that we think will be deployable. My comment. Jamie Dimon must have something against pet rocks. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, how stock pickers finally beat the index funds. With less riding on slumping tech stocks such as Amazon, Tesla, and Microsoft, many active fund managers finally surpassed their benchmarks in 2022. For one type of investor, 2022 was the best year in a long time. A large number of active managers of equity mutual funds, the ones who select specific stocks rather than track an index, beat the S&P 500. Measuring the relative performance of fund managers is trickier than it sounds, so not all the data are in. Number crunchers have to decide which index fund can be fairly compared with, but early indications show that a key group of stock pickers eked out an edge. According to an analysis by advisory company StratGas Securities, 62% of active large company core funds, those that buy a mix of growth and value stocks, beat the market. That's the highest percentage of active portfolios to notch a win since 2005. My comment. Even a broken watch is right twice a day, unless, of course, it is a digital watch, and then it is never right if it is broken. Here's a press release from FIA. FIA comments on ION Group's cyber incident. FIA is aware of network issues caused by a cyber incident on certain ION Group systems, which are impacting the trading and clearing of exchange-traded derivatives by ION customers across global markets. We are working with impacted members, including clearing firms and exchanges, as well as market regulators and others, to assess the extent of the impact on trading, processing, and clearing. My comment. No comment necessary. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was ION suffers cyber attack on derivatives platform from the trade. Second was how ChatGPT will destabilize white-collar work from the Atlantic. Third was traders see AI tech shaping their future, JP Morgan finds from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the Futures Industry Association, FIA announces 2023 Hall of Fame honorees. FIA has announced the induction of 12 new members to the FIA Hall of Fame. The new members will be honored at an award ceremony during FIA's annual International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, on March 15th. Quote, we established the FIA Hall of Fame to recognize the people who have made exceptional contributions to the growth and development of the futures options and listed derivatives industry, said President and CEO of FIA Walt Lucan. This year's inductees represent business leaders, advocates, policymakers, and visionaries who have provided the leadership and support necessary to keep our industry growing. We are grateful for their service and honored to present them with this recognition. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Chicago is seeking its own Jamie Dimon after Griffin's exit. Lightfoot is urging business leaders to be champions for city. Mayor has been meeting CEOs to discuss how to tackle crime. As Chicago struggles with rising crime and high-profile corporate departures, Mayor Lori Lightfoot has a message for business leaders. It's time to be a cheerleader for their city. The Democratic mayor, seeking re-election this month, is urging executives who have profited mightily to tell their success stories, she said in an interview at Bloomberg's office in Chicago. While New York has renowned business giants such as J.P. Morgan Chase Company's Jamie Dimon, Lightfoot said her city has an opportunity for its leaders to promote its economic competitiveness and bolster its reputation. And then here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. Cyber attack at financial data group Ion affects derivatives trading. Industry working with clearinghouses, platforms, and regulators to assess hit to trade processing and clearing. Financial data group Ion Markets has suffered a cyber attack that has affected parts of the vital financial plumbing that underlies the vast derivatives trading industry. The Dublin-based company said its Clear Derivatives unit was hit by a cybersecurity event on Tuesday. It said the incident was contained to a specific environment, all the affected servers are disconnected, and remediation of services is ongoing. The cyber attack at Ion affected derivatives that trade on exchanges, according to the Futures Industry Association, which said on Wednesday it was working with clearinghouses, trading platforms, and regulators to assess the extent of the impact on trading, processing, and clearing. Last year, volume in exchange-traded derivatives reached 83.9 billion contracts, according to FIA data. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.